Stocks tumble again as governments try to contain the economic fallout of coronavirus. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Lawmakers in the U.S. haven't yet agreed an economic rescue plan, and European leaders are mulling more stringent travel and social restrictions. Now, worries economic damage from the coronavirus outbreak will be worse than expected are hitting financial markets today. The BBC's Stephen Ryan has a look at the numbers.
Shares in Europe are down between 4 and 5%. Germany is reportedly preparing an emergency budget worth more than $160 billion to bolster its economy amid the coronavirus outbreak. Meanwhile, India's benchmark share index plunged 12% today after the government imposed a lockdown until the end of the month in large parts of the country, including the capital, Delhi. US stock futures are pointing to a 3% fall at the opening bell on Wall Street. That's as the New York Stock Exchange and the London Metals Exchange shut down trading floors and moved to all electronic trading. In Asia, Japan's Nikkei ended up 2% after Australia and Canada pulled athletes out of this summer's Olympic Games in Tokyo. For the first time, the country's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has acknowledged the Games may have to be postponed. A final decision will be made next month.
Stephen Ryan reporting there. Well, governments and central banks have pledged trillions of dollars in support packages to help shore up their economies amid this global pandemic. While some forecasts are for a quick economic recovery once the health crisis is over, the Director General of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development says a quick bounce back is not on the cards.
We don't know how much it takes to fix the unemployment, because we don't know how many people are going to end up being unemployed. We don't know how much it's going to take to fix tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of small and medium enterprises who are already suffering, you know, just in the tourism sector and the services sector, etc. And we don't know how much it's going to take to fix the large companies as employers, but also as investors. And we don't know how much it's going to take to rebuild the public finances, because they're going to take a major hit.
Well, the retail sector is also a huge part of this equation. Now, with stores forced to close for an indefinite period, the Bangladesh Garment Manufacturers and Exporters Association says $1.5 billion worth of orders from major global clothing brands have been canceled. That, it says, deals a serious blow to the country's apparel sector, which is a lifeline for the Bangladeshi economy and 4.1 million workers. Salman Saeed, a reporter in Bangladesh, explains why.
Bangladesh garment sector is about 34 billion. Apparel sector industry is like the local lifeline of the country. With recent outbreak, around 4 million workers are going to get jobless.
So what happens to these workers and the companies they work for, even if we kind of look at the broader industry in Bangladesh? How quickly will it be able to recover?
Basically, since it has a big impact on China first, so the supply of the raw materials have decreased and the workers are jobless, right? The factory owners say they will have no other option other than to close down their factories.
Have you heard from any of the workers themselves? They must be extremely worried about their prospects and their ability to make a paycheck.
Workers who live in the slums or in the shanty style are already concerned about their future. They are worried how they're going to continue to buy their rations and survive with their families.
Has the government made any announcement yet about this in light of the recent announcements from these Western brands canceling their orders? Will the government step in to help these workers?
We haven't heard from the Bangladesh government anything specific right now. Just heard from the Garments Manufacturers Association president speaking to the German Federal Minister for Economic Development, urging him to address the brands not to cancel the orders and the shipments.
Salman Saeed, a reporter in Bangladesh, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
On Sunday, France declared coronavirus a health emergency. Now some of the country's biggest companies are cutting back or scrapping 2020 forecasts as they struggle to determine the impact of coronavirus on their bottom lines. Last week, the country's government pledged nearly $370 billion to support the economy. But is it enough? Laurent Ferrat is a former head of the French Central Bank's International Macroeconomics Division.
It's a good start, let's say, but there are some chances that it's going to be not enough. Government forecasts for 2020 about minus 1% GDP growth. If you look at some assessments, some forecasts done private banks, the effect is between -3% and -5% of GDP. So in any case, the budget is not going to be sufficient for sure to avoid an increase in unemployment and some default also in some companies.
And as you say, we're talking about the affordability of some of these measures for the country as a whole. Overall, it would mean the measures would exceed 100% of GDP. Is that something France could deal with?
So this year, in fact, before the crisis, France was expecting a budget deficit of 2.2% of GDP. If we add the fiscal package and other losses, we can expect a budget deficit between 4 and 5% of GDP. So this is manageable, provided that interest rates stay low.
Now, Economy Minister Bruno Le Maire said that he wouldn't rule out even nationalizing some companies and industries if necessary. What do you think about that?
You know, in France, we have a long history as regards nationalization. So the question is, what is the strategic sector? For sure, energy. There's maybe some questions about the car manufacturing sector. It may be a good strategy, provided it stays temporary.
Indeed, these kinds of questions are ones many countries all over the world will have to answer in the coming months. Laurent Ferra, professor of international economics at Schema Business School. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Finally, these are uncertain times we're all living in, so if you've seen any businesses doing things to help customers and the public, tweet us. We're at the hashtag BBC Marketplace. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.